Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Keen. Welcome back to the Progressive Party Blog Talk Radio segment. We had to give you an immediate follow-up to last night's dialogue between Pan Agent 74 and Mr. Lucas Littlefield due to technical difficulties. There was about 10 minutes of last night's segment that was interrupted by circumstances beyond our control. And so we wanted to reconcile that opportunity and follow up with an immediate howdy ho. What do you know? You've got Bud Justice, Pan Agent 67 on the line tonight. This is the Siren Nation channel because we have put our front foot forward to end the war on drugs once and for all. And again, we are setting the tone for a garden-cultured economic global recovery starting right here at home in Portland, Oregon. This is the Cascadia bioregion of transformation, and we have every intent in building a peace movement or continuing to fortify the principles of our Planet Art Network principle or Planet Art Network game plan. And in so doing, we want to explore some of the finer facets of the Crown View Royal, which has been transferred through great ways and means through those who have walked before us. So without further ado, we're just going to dive into the obvious. Tonight's segment is introducing the Columbia River Care Providers Association. This is the OMMP, Columbia River Care Providers Association. That never was. And we are making a definitive introduction into the care providing facets of this measure because, as Don B. stated it so eloquently, this movement is being co-opted by corporate pirates who are masquerading under the medical marijuana banner, who are propping themselves to be revolutionaries of sorts and are posturing as those who truly care for the well-being of our patient base and for those of us who are in recovery. We know that anyone who's taking responsibility for their health today, their physical well-being, as well as their mental health, can be considered a patient. There isn't one person out here today who doesn't deal with some facet of pain. There's a great deal of pain that's associated with awareness that requires the integrity of mind, to reconcile the blunder of our social, political, religious, economic, uncertain future. When we talk about reconciling history and the civilizational advance of this land, when we talk about those who are here before us, when we talk about the ignorance that's attributed to those who refuse to adhere to natural law, to basic precepts of respect, free will, and equality, to that which assures life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to those who compromise their obligations, to those who refuse to adhere to the basic fundamental precepts of fair exchange, we must needs bring into perspective the Columbia River Care Providers Association, because we will be the definitive social forum to reconcile the corporatization of the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act today, which by and large is being represented by those who are sick and who do not have the foresight or the depth of perception to truly bring to the people the holistic integration of cannabis and cannabis consciousness today. The Oregon Medical Marijuana Act was passed in 1998. We are approaching the 13th year. That's right, Measure 67 is flowering the holistic potential for a patient advocate network. We are in the process of modeling what it means to be well, and in the course of doing just that, we need to establish a home-based economic reality so that our home becomes a resource center, it becomes a wellness center, it becomes a sanctuary, it becomes a stronghold for us so that we can return to the fundamental facets of good health and mental hygiene, which will help us to participate in playing a bigger, better ball game. And so therefore, we are calling forth for a we are calling for a professional approach, a professional association of practitioners, wellness practitioners, care providers, personal trainers, autonomous artists offering self-care methods, insight, new skills, art therapy, services, organic, alternative, herbal, and raw food remedies. The OMMP is a social visionary accomplishment, which is yet to manifest. We hope that producing the Progressive Party Blog Talk Radio will help you in formulating your views towards providing service underneath the OMMP banner. We are doing everything we can to flesh out the definitive facets of the measure. This program helps Bud to clarify his mind's eye and the intent to serve. And I want to thank you all for coming on board to co-host and to interview and to dialogue with me about how we can raise the bar and take this measure into another dimension where we can truly say that we are doing our very best in modeling peace, in becoming peace, and forwarding a piece of pie for the omnipresent, ever-watchful eye of the noosphere is waiting on us. And time is art, and this is a peace movement. And in order to deprogram from the corporatocracy, the work week where time is money, and all of the dis-ease and dysfunction and subtle facets of self-centeredness or that which keeps us from truly being open, we're going to need home-based models that act as centers for wellness. These centers will be self-generating in the sense that you will be able to utilize this knowledge and the skills and methods that are bundled into this view as a home-based economy. When we talk about being well, when we talk about utilizing cannabis to reorient ourselves and to reintegrate ourselves to the natural world, we're talking about getting in sync with natural law, becoming attuned to the cycles of nature, and developing an astute awareness for harmony in the form of synchronicity, and that which would be now become coined as the synchronic order. And that may be a rather odd way to coin such a meditation, but since time is money, we're going to have to do what we can to get your attention and do so without compromising the purity of this message. And so, bear with us, bear with Bud Justice, because it's not a perfect program. It's a perfect program, but it's not a perfect system. And again, want to thank the Blog Talk crew and the programmers and those folks that offer us such fine utility. And without further ado, just a side note on Bud Justice, Pan Agent 67. He is the patient advocate networker. He served as a registered page circulator for the Oregon Division of Elections last year. He's been an active cannabis medical marijuana activist since 1994. We say 1984. Cannabis served as a catalyst for social reform in the days of his high school years, and created a facet of culture which has carried over into the demograph of Douglas County and the Carson Valley area, including North and South Shore of Tahoe and beyond. And so, without further ado, know that Bud Justice has been self-employed, gainfully self-employed since 1991. He began working at a very early age, that dishwashing job at the age of 13 was the beginning of his professional career as a corporate slave, and he has been diligently working his way to manifesting his God-given right to pursue a self-employed professional service or profession that truly gives him what he needs to model an exemplary way of life and keeps him yoked to his beliefs, which we're going to explore tonight. So, again, thanks for joining us. The taglines for this evening's show are Kinship Association, A Living Cosmology, Hard, Hard Science, Gorge Wellness, and Pain Management. Here's the real deal. And I want to thank you for being on the line. Know that the Kinship Association is just in time. When we say keen, we mean it. And to know oneself, to really be in tune with the contents of your mind and the dynamics of your body, and to unify your will, is to come into an intimate relationship with yourself, your higher self, and dare I say, your guardian angel. That would be the guidance or direction that inspires you to persevere under all circumstances and to perhaps decode yourself and your destiny pattern as you begin to recover and recapitulate that which is in your name, that which is in your heritage, that which is in and within your genetic structure. Really looking at gifts and the things transferred to you, that that the Theadish would call your fetch or your filja, that which came before you, your ancestors, your grandfathers, your grandparents, your grandmothers. Where do you come from? How did you get here? What medicine do you carry, and what karma and burdens are you bearing? And really knowing that is a process of self-discovery. And fortunately, we have a most excellent system for decoding ourselves. And it begins with opening into and understanding that we are all related and that we are of the earth and the earth is of us. The fundamental facets of this personality cosmology are rooted in autonomy, equality, and loyalty to the truth. And you hear a wee bit of a of a stutter there, perhaps, because the truth is deep. And with that come prayers, affirmations, fundamental facets of meditation and self-reflective intelligence, a personal practice. Developing a personal practice is developing a daily rhythm or a daily discipline that helps you to recharge your batteries, to purify yourself, to recalibrate your human holon. All of us are involved in experiences or stages of development, facets of experience which transform us in one way or another. So it's about integrating those experiences. It's about integrating those transformations. And today, because of what's happening in today's world and what's happening with the stellar excitation of human consciousness, there are more transformations then we know what to do with. Oftentimes, we don't have the time to slow down, to really look at our circumstances or to look at our experience or what occurred during the time that it happened, where, you know, we had something that went exceptionally well or it was really good to us. And looking at how that pans out or where that could go. Or perhaps digging into an experience that wasn't quite right, that wasn't quite clear, that didn't feel good. Or maybe we're dealing with facets of fear, which today's world is prevalent with fear and ambiguity. It's prevalent with facets of reality and I should say illusion and sifting the reality within any given moment. We're going to talk a little bit more in detail about how we can really understand and definitively apply this living cosmology. What we're talking about essentially is natural law and artificial time. We're talking about the distinction between freedom and sovereignty and the virtues that go with the privilege of becoming an autonomous freeman, someone who's happy, someone who's healthy, and being able to overcome the artificial obstructions or the artificial system. Which we refer to as the corporatocracy, which makes subjects out of its citizens and creates a very clear distinction between a free man and a slave. And essentially, whoever owns your time owns your mind. If time is money, you might want to put your mind to it and think about how that influences you in all that you do. It's a home-based economy that's going to help us overcome our dependency on the corporatocracy. The fundamental facet of happiness and the pursuit thereof requires the time and the resources or the tools and materials to really cultivate oneself so that you do have something to offer, so that you can develop an exceptional energy body and the intelligence to boot in order to really get out and do something that's meaningful and worthwhile. The living cosmology is putting the brakes, this particular facet of the kinship cosmology is putting the brakes on the time is money program, which is deeply entrenched in ambiguity, greed, competition, facets of manipulation. You'll always find the fallout boy within the ambiguity that precedes his falling out. So the living cosmology that we're infusing into the Care Providers Association is fundamentally a clear distinction between a natural, God-given birthright as a human being, as opposed to that which would be considered an artificial corporate persona, or that which doesn't really exist, in this case, in the eyes of the law, the straw man. Yes, this is a hard science. It gets harder. And I want to rope it into the fundamental aesthetic practices which create which set the tone or set the stage for the development of your vegetable carbon-based form, which is a bioelectrical conduit of cosmic electricity. And in stabilizing consciousness and stabilizing these words and the images that they invoke and the terminology of a new world, or the holonomic vocabulary of an all-inclusive resonant paradigm, we must needs have the hardware to embody the awareness and the extended sensibility that comes as a result of tuning into the discovery of the law of time. Know that we are bringing forth the law of time. We're taking every precaution in doing so, because wherever you apply this material, it makes conscious what's unconscious. And it's been a very challenging endeavor for Bud Justice and friends to truly embody and model the virtues that the discovery of the law of time invokes with anybody who's got half a will to be well. So yoga will be the topic of discussion in the near future as we move into the eight limbs and more of a formal investigation. You can certainly tune into some of the more down-to-earth facets of yoga on our website. That would be gorgewellness.org. And at gorgewellness.org, you'll find a website that's taken the last 3, 4, 5 years to refine. It's one thing to put to word your wit, but it's another to truly embody that. So I want to give you an overview of our mission as Columbia River Care Providers. And first and foremost, that would be to encourage and support the ongoing investigation and exploration of alternative self-care methods, skills, practices, and solutions to refine human sensibility, improve your health, and extend our life force potential. It's not rocket science. We want more out of our experiences. we deserve to attain a full hookup in this life. And unfortunately, and I say this knowing that we are only functioning at maybe 20 to 30% of our potential. And the rest of the dormant life force energy, which is bottlenecked throughout our bodies, is something that requires nurturing and cultivation. So therefore, developing a social form that will help us to achieve those goals, the goals of to integrate our sensibility, our nervous system, our faculties of perception, and to be supported in that work, and to be supported in the development of the human holon. Now, back in 91, we had the privilege of working with a core group of practitioners which thrived in Tualatin, Oregon from 1991 to 1999. And this association was called the Ablaza Medicine Center Association, which was a stronghold of practitioners who were integrating traditional wisdom streams with modern forms of alternative healing. And it was a fascinating community in every way. And the fundamentals of Native American values and the rites and rituals of purification and the perseverance of individuals who were holding fast to a folk tradition which would prove to be a catalytic facet of our of our social fabric today can be found at gorgewellness.org. Without further ado, we're working to research, investigate, and preserve these indigenous healing traditions. We're going to integrate the new knowledge of the M scale into a New Start paradigm. The New Start M scale paradigm is integrating the plant knowledge of cannabis sativa as well as the other facets of herbology into a cohesive type of personal development program so that you can really appreciate what's available and begin to utilize these things to your well-being. And in so doing, we need to create environments. We need to create facilities and centers for wellness and retreats and uplifting experiences and special events to empower each other, to empower oneself, to move into a continuing conscious facet of self-esteem, which is befitting and uplifting. We want to use the appeal of OMA to attract the interests of massage practitioners and holistic care providers. We want to establish the Care Providers Association to best represent those cardholders who are participating in the OMMP today. We have every intent of forwarding these experiences with an underlying meditation or awareness that time is art. Art is the aesthetic regeneration and transformation. It's the aesthetic regeneration and transformative experience, which is always the fruit of natural time. And so, embodying that formula, we need to secure lands or homestead stewardship opportunities to develop kinship research centers for wellness, CREST-related home-based business endeavors, creating home economy, where time is money is not the name of the game, where we can utilize Federal Reserve notes in a broader context. Now we have river hours. We have kinship credit system, time sharing. We can model and develop new professional standards to self-generate income. Nothing is for sale in the OMA. our values are harmonic. They're regulated by the synchronic order. That's natural law. It's the understanding of natural law and the mechanics, the celestial mechanics, the nitty-gritty detail. It's okay. Time is art. We're going to get there. The Kinship Association is looking to model and develop professional standards. We don't want to be misunderstood. We are here to generate income. We are well-to-do. We're not the low-income vagabond hippies that you would think. We are professional. We have integrated the best of both worlds, and we're ready to share that with the general populace. We are the flower power of the 60s. And we are going to establish safe haven environments for the full integration of these peace programs. I like to joke around about the extended virgin peace program, which would be the Maya peace program for the Oregon medical miracle marijuana mystica maximus mojo marijuana program is just that. It's unlimited, but definitive. So we're looking to secure the resources and the time to retreat so we can really integrate these things, to integrate these things without having to file Chapter 7 because you're devoted. It's no longer necessary. We've done that work for you. Gorge Wellness is about health. It's about empowering oneself, extending that power in the form of equality to others, building relations, the pursuit of happiness and joy, knowing the silence in between the beats, the measure of mind that establishes the integrity of form. That which spirals us into the crystal chamber of cooperation, helping others, helping each other, honoring, defining through natural law, starting with four directions. Initiating, refining, transforming, becoming. Those archetypes, those guardians in those gates. Father Sky, Mother Earth, and the harmonies to bless us. Ending the wars. Ending the war that begins in your own mind. All violence that becomes such begins with a thought. So, again, the Columbia River Care Providers Association is a distinct social form. It is the original intent of the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act today in providing a service-based social form with the resources that we need in order to embody these principles. Pain management. What is it? How can we feel better? How can we attune ourselves to prepare ourselves for high ceremonies, for better relations, for deeper experiences into the tunnel of love, the crystal core, the doors of perception, extending sensibility, the ability to become one, distinctively unique as an individual, distinct, this facet of sovereignty, this facet of what it means to be a freeman. We're not for sale. We don't employ anybody. If we employ anybody, we deploy them to become autonomously self-empowered. I like to joke around because people are asking me all the time, you know, what do you pay, or are you hiring? If we do hire you, we're the last ones you'll ever work for. No one's slave, no one's master. Praying to the master of disaster to bring quick resolve. Making a way so that you can understand what it means to reserve your rights. Appreciating those rights, knowing the difference between having those rights and having no choice, being swept up in the machine, in the corporatocracy. Well, as you can tell, I do have a preacher's habit. My great-great-grandfather was a preacher man. And he, from what I was told, started one of the first churches in Kansas back in the day. Apparently, it's where the Civil War may have broke out. We look to the South for good reason, because the South was trying to preserve their rights. They were told by the Republic that there would be no cessation, or there would be no dissolution to the Union, and that they said that they were going to war against the South over slavery. They used slavery as their political platform. And that's exactly what we got, even though they claimed otherwise. Now we're looking deep into the South for the code keys to the great mystery, the greatest mystery. We're looking into the deep South, into Mesoamerican Mexico. And we pray that these words would work their way into the ears of those who have the purse strings to assist in the production of a five-star broadcast quality to the introduction of the discovery of the law of time, to the invisible college, which is obscured by the fervor of an uncertain economy. We're sending a voice to those of you who are able, who are willing to explore with us a new way of life. What seems to be new to us, because, quite frankly, it's been obscured for a long time. Much of this is just being remembered. It's not that you've got so much to learn or so much to come to terms with. Indeed, that may be the case, but we want to encourage you with remembering. And in remembering, you're going to find at the heart of tonight's meditation all of the fundamental facets of goodness and that which is worth fighting for, that which is worth pursuing. And the power of prophecy is preserved. And if I'm a madman, then I'm a madman for love. Love and light to y'all. Be well. Stay in touch with us. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can find us at gorgewellness.org. Know that the Kinship Association is now scheduling appointments for those of you who may qualify for the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. You know the definitive qualifications for that program. You need a chronic diagnosis. We'll do our best to give you an honest evaluation. However, if you have half a will to be well and a heart connected to your head, you don't have to be chronic in order to participate in the OMMP. You can become a professional care provider. You can do that through the Kinship Association and quicken your services, quicken your skills, quicken your understanding. Wellness practitioners related to the Columbia River Care Providers Association are skilled in applying remedies that best suit your needs. We've got two wings to the association, the M-Scale New Start paradigm. One wing, the M-Scale system of science, classification, clarification, communication. Cannabis consciousness, the New Start wing, nutrition, earth, water, sun, time, art, aesthetic regeneration transformation. This is the approach of the comprehensive, holistic science. It's going to bring your life into balance and attract people to what you have to offer. Cannabis is only one of the fundamental resources at play here today. It's the development of skills. It's the development of resources and materials to assist you to develop a very personal practice. Once you have that, the OMMP will serve as a self-generating program. That program will attract abundance to you, providing you with the things that you need to create a home-based, economic, entrepreneurial, self-employed, Freeman Young mentality of a reality. This is the justice. This is the definition of a patient advocate network. This is the PAN. And unlike most of Oregon's medical marijuana clinics today, we are not in the business of selling the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. Thank you. Call us today. Give us a shout, 503-505-6952. We appreciate your ear. Be well and be weird.